This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 10-3-22. The name of the patient is Andrea Maloney, M-A-L-O-N-E-Y. This is a tremor exercise stress test, CardioCare Associates letterhead file, EST space, Maloney space A. Tremor exercise stress test, date of examination 10-3-22. Referring physician, Sue Pothra, Karen Nanathy, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical education. 62-year-old female with history of hypertension and SVT for stress test on medication. Parentheses, tribenzor 20/5/12.5, comma, toprol XL 37.5 milligrams, and additional hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams. Close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG, stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm, non-specific STT wave changes. Baseline blood pressure, colon 135 over 75. Baseline heart rate, 68 beats per minute. New paragraph. Patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing your Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon 1 minute, into stage 3 of Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 134, parentheses 85%, maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 150 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 20100, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue and attaining her functional capacity. The patient exhibited the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had baseline borderline hypertension with a significantly attenuated blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure 122 over 72 and a heart rate of 70 at the end of the recovery period. There were VPCs and 2 3-beat runs of SVT at a heart rate of 160 at peak stress exercise. At cessation of stress, there were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, conclusions 1, normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test to 85% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets, comma, decrease from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had baseline borderline hypertension, but with a significantly attenuated blood pressure response to stress with blunting on her medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise on her beta blocker with just being able to achieve 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. Please add to conclusion number 2, functional capacity. Conclusion number 3, functional capacity may have been limited by beta blockade. 5, there were 2 3-beat runs of SVT at a heart rate of 160 and VPCs at peak stress, indicating the patient had, likely due to the patient attaining her functional capacity. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.